Okay, we're going to learn a Torah from Beis Yaakov, from Rabbi Yaakov Lishbitzer. Every single Torah in this Haggadah is hard to choose which one we should learn. But to do one which will bring us a little bit into the ruach of the Yontiv. So let's try to learn it carefully. Ha'inyan, well, it's on Chav Beis 43, on that side. There's the side with the larger print. Ha'inyan sha'al matzah ne'mar hatam ki b'chipozin yitzosim yesh mitzrayim. So by matzah, the Torah says the reason is because we left Mitzrayim and we had to rush when we left Mitzrayim. V'chein kol matzah zeh achag and the tzaddik says that we see that bechlal, all the meisim of this yontiv, everything with this yontiv, is bechipazen. Everything's in a hurry. Hay bechipazen b'mihiris ma'ayid. Achilas haPesach. The eating of the carbon Pesach was also bechipazon, also in a hurry. That the halacha is that it's not, of course, it's not boiled; it's roasted, right? The carbon Pesach is roasted. So what's the chilek? It's a shabishal meira al mesinus. The boiling. To boil, to cook something in a pot, cooking in a pot is a process. It's a process. It's not an explosion. It's a mahalach. It's slowly but surely. Whereas roasting, he says, ki'im tzli eish. When you put something on the fire, roasting it on the fire, that's a blast. That's an explosion. That's also b'chipazon. It's also rushing. Shabishul Mara Mesinus ki imtsli eish shubli shahus v'yishuv hadas. With cooking, something it takes a while, and that amount of time means yishuv hadas. It means that you watch while it's happening. You watch what's going on. With roasting, it's without that time, and it's without the yishuv hadas. It's either all or nothing at all. With cooking, it's every second. There's a process of it. Slowly, it's moving in a certain direction toward the time that it's finished. With a fire, it's more a blast. Also, it says in Torah that when we ate the carbon Pesach in Mitzrayim, we ate the carbon Pesach without dressed in such a way. Right, with our gartels, we're all ready to leave. It was eaten l'chadchila in such a way that the kodim called it was sli eish, and then the way that we ate it was also b'chipazon. V'loy hispik v'tzeikem l'hachmitz ki gershu, and there wasn't time for the dough to become chametzdik, because we were kicked out, we were thrown out of Mitzrayim. Shezom mihiris. And the whole thing was a mehiras, was in a hurry. V'chein asiyas ha-matzah, yisuhu masik v'ishtay oifah, and baking the matzahs, also, of course, in the Gemara, there are many, many azharas about how we have to make sure that it's done quickly, and there shouldn't be any shahus, there shouldn't be any span of time. That's why it says that he's getting the fire ready, she already puts it into the oven, the wife puts it into the oven. It has to be without any interruption. Anybody who's ever been to a matzah bakery knows that. It has to be very quickly. Not only that, but we have a minig, how that minig is, but to grab the matzah, afikoymen, to put aside, that it's chapped. Also, chapping the matzah for afikoymen, also. What's the meaning of chapping? Chapping always is also b'chipazon, b'mehiris, to chap. So what is this whole inyan of chippazon? Because obviously the whole yontiv is tied to this inyan, to what? To the chippazon, to this rush. What is this? Hini bezeh, she'oz heyo Hashem is baruch v'tzayin mefurash. Sometimes the Baruch Shalom makes his ratzon so absolutely clear. At the beginning of our existence as a people, the Baruch Shalom revealed his presence in such a clear and powerful way to us. So he says, "V'sinam b'fuish b'mehiras gadol." B'mehiras gadol, and therefore, and he's going to explain what this means. Therefore, is b'mehiras gadol. It was in a great hurry. Everything was with a rush. Gadol shekain derech hatayva b'tchilas ahashpa me'Hashem isbarach. This is the way when there's a bracha that comes from Hashem isbarach. That what the b'tchilas ahashpa me'Hashem isbarach as ashefa yoid min hamakar bli hefsek. Bli hefsek mitzuras adam klal. You see, the moment that man steps into the picture, the process slows down. The moment that something passes through human hands, human thoughts, human emotions, and so on, since a human being is finite, it means that the entire thing is then diminished to what? Is diminished to the domain of a human being, and the domain of a human being is within the world of time. It's contained. As long as something is coming straight from the makar, without human beings interrupting its flow, without it being tampered with or touched by human hands or human thoughts and emotions, so it comes b'mehiras gadol. It comes b'mehiras gadol the same way that the way that our water, the way the water comes through the faucet is not the way that the water comes from the makar. When the water leaves the makar, its source, it leaves with great power and great purity. By the time the water gets to the city, it's already been through many, 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 many different tzimtzumim until it comes to the city, and therefore its whole metzius is lacking in that power and in that pureness. So that's what the Rebbe says, that when the Shefa comes at the beginning, it comes directly from Hashem Yisbarach, then it's Yod ben HaMakor b'li hefsek mitzuras adam klal b'mehiras gadol u'b'chamimus, and it comes, it's hot, straight from the oven. It's b'chamimus b'li yishuv adas. That means without our being able to, we don't have the time even to comprehend what's happening. It's with such force and such fire and such warmth that it's without Yishuv Adas. It's Kivyachal. If you haven't seen a child, if you're separated from your child from a long time, and you're giving the first kiss to the child, so it's coming straight from the makar. So when it comes straight from the makar, it's with a fire, and it's with a pureness, and it's with a passion, right? It comes in such a way. You haven't seen the child in a long time. It's coming straight from the makar. But when a person already has to start to think and to make echash ben ayis and whatever, and you know, maybe this, you know, like I heard I was someplace where there was a Talmud Chacham that said that there was a couple that had recently married, and they had their first fight. It was pretty serious. And she said she's right. He said he's right. You know, he comes to the yeshiva, and he went to speak to the Rosh Yeshiva. It was Rav Pam. So he went to speak to the Rosh Yeshiva. And about, he said his tainus and her tainus, and he wanted to know who's right. Maybe she was not right. So the Rosh Yeshiva said, what's the difference? It's no Narishkeit. What kind of, he's right. He said the whole thing is Narishkeit. Go to the store right now and buy your flowers. And take her some flowers and say sorry for the fight. It's the one Irish guy. So he went straight to the florist and he comes and he walks into the house and she sees him with the flowers and he says, here, my Rosh Hashiva said I should get you flowers. The Rosh Hashiva said I should get you flowers. So that was the end, that was the end of the whole, you know.
Getting a marriage.
But my Rosh Hashiva said I should get you flowers. But that means that Ahava, of course he loves her, but that demonstration of love, that already passed through different hands. It wasn't from the Makar. Therefore, when it's not from the Makar, right, there was this ridiculous dating book that actually one of my Talmidim, there was a from some from dating book, some Irish guy. I mean, it's hard to believe. I thought, I'll tell you how hard it was to believe that this Talmud brought it to me, and my wife and I were laughing. I thought it was Lexanus. I thought it was like a poem. We were laughing so hard. Until he told me that this is a serious thing, and they're selling it in the Jewish bookstores, it was hard to believe. And like instructions of what to say, So, say, I like this gadol. Who's your favorite gadol? You know, like this. I'm not joking. This is the kind of stuff that was there. You know, what do you feel about this? Well, whatever my Rebbe says, that's what I feel. So the whole Indian of, you know, looking on the cue cards and trying to figure out and taking suggestions means it's already not from the Makar. It means you're getting water that already went through plenty of pipes, and it's a long time since it was raining. It came in such a way. It's not from the Makar. It can be traced back to the Makar, to the source, but it's not. It lost already its warmth. It lost its pureness. It lost its flavor. Right? Why?
I hate to pick on the mushroom, but then a tzaychel, when he comes in with the flowers and he doesn't say it, it's managed to come from the
car. What?
If this guy would have had a little tzaychel, he would have walked in.
100%.
It would have been from the car. So
it wouldn't have been completely from the car.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is, I don't mean to pick on the mushroom again, but
right.
I want to understand. If we take it the way it was given to us, then it's like it's from the Makar. If we take it and we're not smart enough to apply it to our situation, then it loses the Makar.
Yeah.
So this guy's abla wasn't that he didn't do the right thing. He said the wrong thing.
Right. Right. He did the right thing. She gave him a suggestion, drop the argument, and do something nice. And that was good. Even though it already had to. Even though he should have thought of that on his own. Yeah. Say this. It's a little bit of a cliche. But once he already was madgish that where did this come from? So you would think that while he was carrying this thing in his car, he took it and he was carrying. You think, but that time he already would have wanted to, you know, would have had a connection to the shayrish, but it didn't. And that's what it meant to her. That's why it was meaningless to her. It wasn't only meaningless. It was insulting.
The only thing he left out is saying, "I'm really right, but my Rebbe says."
That's what it meant. That's what it really did mean. Yeah, so the Rebbe says, yeah, in other words, the closer to Kedusha, the closer to the Makar of Kedusha, so the since I don't want to go into this Indian here with Michal and Gavriel, but since Michal is the Indian of Chesed and Gavriel is Gevura, so Gavriel is already once removed, right? That's enough for this. It just means that Michal is closer to the Makar, and that advantage of being closer to the reservoir, closer to the rain, closer to the beginning. So that in that case, the Kedusha is the one who's closer to Kedusha is Oyved Yoyse B'Mehiris. It's faster, it's quicker. The one who's closer to the Kedusha, who's closer to the Makar, the Avoida is without Yishevadas. Because there's such a Hashpah, there's such a presence of what? Of Hashem's Baruch there, that a person can't say, it's like telling that parent who hasn't seen the child in 10 years, and the parent's running. You know, you see in the airport, starts running to the kid. Say, take it easy. You know, you could trip. You know, what are you doing? You might fall down. You go lot. The parent that would push the person away, it wouldn't even answer. Could you imagine if every single time you see a child, you would have that chamimus, that warmth? If that would always be the feeling that when you saw the child, when the child came from the makar, and you know that the mother's the place where the child comes from is called in Chumash makar. It's called makar, and the source of life. And that when that happens, so there's such a mehirus and a chamimus. That's why when a person first experiences a bracha, something wonderful that Hashem Shabbat gives him, so he feels so excited, not just by getting the new thing, he feels close to Hashem, because over time that thing, whatever it might be, whatever that bracha is, it collects dust, it becomes more attached to, it becomes more part of the human domain. And the longer it's connected to the human domain, the less it's connected to the divine, to the godly domain. And once that happens, it's no longer close to the matzil, to the one who is giving the bracha. It's already become separated from the one who's giving the bracha. And that's what he says, Shebahaschol he krave ma'od l'hamatzil. In the beginning, when you first get something, it's like when somebody first gives you a present. So for those few moments, the present is not entirely in the receiver's hand. It's still a little bit when the person first gives you the present. So it's like 98% the one who's giving it, and just 2% the one who receives it just got it, barely has it, and is trying to look at it and say, "Oh, you give a beautiful a ring or something, a piece of jewelry to a wife or whatever." So in the beginning, it's 98% the giver and 2% the receiver, and then over time, it already changes. And she might not even think about, in the beginning, all she's thinking about is what my husband gave me this bracelet, my husband gave me this ring. And it's everything is connected to the makor, to the husband. But over time, she's already wearing this, takes it for granted, takes it off, puts it on, and it's no longer him, it's now me. This ring no longer defines him and what kind of a kind and loving person he is. Of course, if you say to her, "Where did you get that ring?" She says, "Oh, you know." But it's no longer the loving and kind person he is. It's become old and dusty, even though she might shine it, but it's become very, very detached from the giver, and it's become very much confined to the world of the receiver. And that's why it loses its chain. But what is it then? It's a piece of gold. When he first gave it to her, you see, when he brought the flowers, if it would have been the right way, then it would have been mamshachias for her. It would have been a way of it would have been a way that with $5, $10, it's giving somebody your heart, right? That's what it means. What's a gift? You're saying, "I love you. I care for you. You're a friend of mine. I love you." So you give a gift. And and at that moment that it's being given, it's kulay, it's with the mehirus and with warmth and with that fire and that freshness. And it's the clearest reminder of how much the person loves you. And you see it as really a manifestation of that person's love. But then 2 days later, the flowers are all over, you know, the smells, and it gets out of here. It's just, you know, the whole lineage of a matana. And how hard it is to preserve that. And the whole lineage that this idea of an anniversary, which is not, we don't have such a thing, you know, in Yiddishkeit. We have the Rosh Hashanah, which is the anniversary of it's the coronation of the king, but the whole need of an anniversary is to try somehow that a person wants to go back to the makor, and you know, to try to be back again under the chuppah, because the haschole is always, like it says in the Svarim, that ein chasidus ke chasidus rishayin, that when you first, like about shuv, a lot of the Balei Tshuva, when I talk to them, they're always crying about how they remember when they first became firm. That when they first became firm, like it was with such a warmth and such a love, and now they're like, you know, the rest of the Orthodox, you know, they become over time like the rest of us, you know, whatever, you know, kiddush, you know, they're but nothing, you know, not real. When they first came to it, they were so excited, and they can't understand, you know, they can't understand how the firm like us, so seem to be the firm from birth, so to speak, are so bored and tired of everything. They're so excited, and then they start feeling bad when they realize that they're starting to resemble the firm, when they see that they're also bored and getting tired of it. It's very sad. Because he says, Therefore, as long as it's close to the one who's giving it, there's no weakness and coldness. It's warm. Which this his father said that word, that the lechem aponim, as you know, was hot and fresh when it was taken away from the last week lechem aponim, erev Shabbos, just as hot and fresh as when it was put down. How could that be? So he says, right? Shahi siluko kisidur cham v'yom hi lochay. It was hot, just like when it was first put onto the shulchan. It was hot. Why? Mach mishayet karev lahamatzil. You know why it was hot? Because it says in the pasuk, "Zeh shulchan asher lifnei Hashem." And as long as the whole Beis Hamikdash has a din of what? Of lifnei Hashem. That means the whole Beis Hamikdash is what? Is you feel the hand of the one who's giving it. And as long as it's lifnei Hashem, it's hot and fresh. It's when something is no longer, you no longer sense the lifnei Hashem. It's when you no longer feel the closeness of the one who's giving it. But since the Beis Hamikdash is a din of lifnei Hashem, it's always lifnei Hashem. Therefore, in the Beis Hamikdash, you always felt the love of the one who was giving it to us. You always felt the hand. You always felt that connection between the Baruch Shalom, and therefore it was hot the same way when it was put down. In other words, the same passion of kissing a child when you first saw the child, and every single time, and 20 years later, and the same thing with a marriage, that it should be with that chamimus, with the ahava, is lifnei Hashem. That's what he says. It never was old. Therefore, it didn't get cold because it was close to the makor. It was always attached to the makor. And therefore, it didn't get old. When does something get old? Something gets old when you take the fruit away from the tree. So then it gets old. It shrivels up. But as long as it's attached to its source of life, it's vibrant and fresh and delicious. And therefore, v'tamid haya kibetchila. Therefore, the lechem upon him was always the way that it was put down. It was the way it was put down. Kain hu, mas cholas ha-toivah, because at the beginning of when you first experience something beautiful, something wonderful, nika b'mufurish ahavas ha-noyeh, saying this, what I was explaining, the love of the one who's giving it to you is so clear to you, it's so obvious, it's just you forget over time. The way tzaddik makes a bracha on things that we take for granted, the way the tzaddik makes a bracha, it's a different bracha than a regular person, because he feels the hand of Hashem's bracha putting into his mouth. And since it's nika b'mafur shahavas anayisayin, since the love of the one who's giving the present is so clear, it's so recognizable, shubli pulas adam klal, and it's not interrupted by the pula, by the actions of a person. It's straight from the giver to the receiver. Right? Like I said before, that once the wife has already this ring, and she has it ready, and it's sitting by her, and it's on her finger for 3, 4, 5 years, or whatever, then it already has become contaminated and old in the hands of the receiver, which means it's no longer with that feeling of the first second when the person put it on my finger or gave it to me. It's already an alta maisa. And an alta maisa means it's my ring, it's my life and part of my world, and it's already not fresh, it's not hot, because it's already been out of the oven for a long time. That's the perception, it's not in the oven. It's been out of the oven for a long time. Therefore, the closer something is to the giver, the warmer it is, and the more speed, the more alacrity, the more speed, the more zrizis. And there's no hisyashnus klal. That's why you see an old tzaddik, tzaddik atama yifroch, that the tzaddik is mamish, like a young person. You can see a young person, they're dragging his feet and schlepping, and you see an old tzaddik with a chamimus, because he feels that he's right, just in the oven, just out of the oven. And you can have a young person schlepping, everything is hard, and I can't, it's hard for me. with the kriyas, with the coldness, the davening, the learning, the mitzvah. It's all cold, cold, cold. And there's an alti yid who's been doing this. An alti yid has been doing this already. It's his 90th Pesach, and he comes to the mitzvahs of what, of preparing the bedikas chametz, nebiyah chametz, mamish, with a sreifa, with a fire. And a person's, you know, it's already, he said, you know, I'm already tired, there's already my 20th Pesach, I can't take it anymore, we have to go away, it's not for me, I'm too old for it, I'm too old, I can't handle it anymore. It's Yashin, everything is old and everything is stale. All the mitzvahs are stale, because why? Because they're not in the oven. You don't feel the hand of the one who gave you the mitzvah. If you feel the hand of the one who gave you the mitzvah, it's fresh out of the oven. But if the mitzvah is just a thing that we do here in this world, and you don't, and Hashem's Baruch's hands are already mistalik mimena, and Hashem's Baruch's hands are already removed from it, so it's just kind of nice, it's stale, it doesn't have a time. Once something is already a little bit removed from the giver, and it reaches a human being. So what happens is nishkach b'chol pam ahavas anaisin. It's very easy to forget the one to forget the love of the one who gave it to you. That's why the Baruch Shem gave us all these things when we're in Eretz Yisrael. From the moment that we plant, Hashem gives us different reminders that He's the one that gave it to us. All the halachas that please bar, whatever, with all the halachas of chumas and maisis and oil and bikurim, all of those, the Baruch Shem says, stop and think who's giving it to you, right? All those mitzvahs. Stop, remember who's the one who's giving this to you. Remember who's giving it to you. Every time you make a bracha, the Baruch Shem is trying to stop you and to say, think for a second. Remember how much I love you. I'm giving this to you with love, straight from the oven. Every bracha, that's what it means. Everything that a Jew does, Hashem's Baruch says, stop for a second and think about it. It's mamish fresh. But once something already comes into the human being's domain, it's so easy to forget the love of the one who gave it to you. V'yuchel adam is la'adam shehu mikaych v'aitzim yado, and you could begin to think, this is mine. You don't even remember the one who gave it to you. You don't need the one who gave it to you. It's really mine. It's mine. It's completely mine. That's why you have all the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael, because you might forget. So the whole thing with Shemitah, the Baruch Shem says, L'Hashem haaretz m'loyah ki li, li ha-kesev, li ha-zav, li ha-aretz. The person begins to think, Shemikaych v'aitzim yada, this is all mine. Oznis yashna ha-tayv etzlo, aye, then that bracha becomes old, stale. Shehadam yeshloi ba yishuv hadas ha-masinis, and now there's no big rush anymore. Now a human being, now there's already yishuv hadas, now already you can take your time, it's already an altar maisa. There's no rush, there's no chipazon, because there's no passion. And when there's no passion, then there's no hurry. Nobody's hurrying. I always find it interesting, you'll have sometimes that there'll be a couple, the Chas and Kal, so they want to get married. They'd like to get married 2-3 months, and you have some wise parent that says, you know, we'd rather you wait, you know, sometime maybe 2 years from now. So I always think that if the parent, I mean, parents have to watch out for their kids, I'm not talking about, but it's very, very hard. It's very hard for a child to hear that. The same way that if you would have told that parent, and I always ask, how long did you wait, if you don't mind me asking, and how patient were you? Right? Because when there's ahava, when there's love, the definition of love is that it demands mehiris, it demands chipazon, it demands a hurry. That's the nature of how it works, of how a person is. It's not yishuv hadas. It's not yishuv hadas. There's no yishuv hadas. It's not thought out. Ulozehu halacha kemach. Listen to this. Kemach shenofel usaychay blaf. I feel a kol hayam kulay. Ain't a bala de chimutz. Amarav papa b'huda avit tif lahadit tif. The Gemara says that if you have kemach, if you have flour, and there's water that's there's water. I mean, there's dough. There's an isa. There's a dough, and there's water that's dripping. I feel kol hayayim kula. Even the entire day, it doesn't become chametzdik. But the Rapapa explains, when is that? For who the avit tif lahadi tif? What does it mean tif lahadi tif? As long as what? As there's a continuous trip, 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 trip. And you know that you could be working with the isa and the matzah bakery all day long as you're busy with it. It's not 18 minutes. As long as mitutzdach, right? You it's labedik. As long as it's labedik, you could be working with the dough all day long. It's only if you leave the dough separated from the hand of the one who's doing it. Once you take your hand, once the hand of the baker, of the one who's rolling the dough, once it's removed, then it comes to chimutz. Then it rises. But you could stand there from Haid Bismarck and you stand there for 50 years if you're working on it. If the hand of the one who's, if it's involved, it doesn't become chametzdik, right? So this Rav Papa says, he says, why? Because if there's a continuous dripping, that means that it's still attached to the makor, to the source. It means that the shefa, the brach, is coming uninterrupted straight from the hand of the giver. And therefore this dough is able to remember the one who's giving, who's the source of the water. And as long as the dough remembers where it comes from, it doesn't become a bal gaiva. Like all the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, the chametz rises. Chametz means gaiva. Like the Tanya Tzolflatim. Matzah is lachem oini. Matzah remembers the version. Matzah remembers. That's why it's called Michal de Meimanusa, the bread of Emuna. Matzah is lechem oini. Matzah doesn't rise. Matzah remembers that there's Rabban Yishlam. Chametz means kaychi vaitzim yadi. It means kaychi vaitzim yadi. Means it's me. It's me. And the whole meaning of chametz is that chametz doesn't remember. Doesn't remember the Rabban Yishlam. Doesn't remember the hand. No longer feels the hand of the one who created her. The chametz. That's why the Gemara is telling us, as long as there's a constant flow, the chametz, it doesn't become chametzdik. As long as you sense the hand of the one who's of the creator, as long as there's a, you feel the flow from the boire, from the creator, from the makar, then you don't come to become a chametzdik person. You remain a lechem oini, and it's hot and fresh and good, and your mitzvahs, your davening, everything is with that vamkeit, with that chiyus, with that life. As long as it senses the constant presence of the Rabbanu Shalom pouring the water, that's why it's dripping always. So then this dough doesn't come to believe, I'm my own creator, it's me. I'm in charge, I'm the boss. He doesn't separate himself. This dough doesn't have the opportunity to separate itself from the one who's giving the water, from its creator, because there's a constant flow. He can't deny that. He can't say that it's me. What do you mean it's me? It's not you. Again, however, kishenivsak hadlaf minetifasai. Once the dripping stops, as yuchalav dechimus visnasis. Then already you can begin to think, ah, it's me. It's me. As long as the Baruch Hashem gives you man and is falling on your doorstep, it's very hard to say that it's me. But if you think that you're the one that's collecting, then you could forget the one you become. Then you rise. Then you begin to rise. You begin to begin chametz. That's what chametz means. That's why the whole union of zrizus in the mitzvah we learn out from what? From matzahs. From there we learn mitzvah bol yodcha al tach mitzen. That when a mitzvah shmatim is a matzah is. Gemara says matzahs al tikri matzahs ela mitzvahs. It says you should guard the matzahs. And Chazal make a play on the word matzahs that it's mitzvahs. So the same way that a matzah, you don't let the matzah become chametz, you don't let the dough become chametz. When a mitzvah comes your way, do it quickly. Do it with excitement. Do it with warmth. And we learn that at Afka from what? From matzah. Mitzvah ha-baliyodcha al-tach mitzvah. Don't let the mitzvah become chametz. Don't let it become separated from the hand of the one who gave it to you. Because when that happens, then you have all the time in the world. There's no rush.
Are we saying chametz is dafka negative? In this?
Chametz, of course chametz is negative. Yeah, why somebody says something good to say about it?
Chametz should be isa, usually.
What's the source of isa? What does it mean when it becomes spoiled?
But here we're not talking about sar.
Chametz means when something thinks too much of itself. That's chametz. And that's the source of all avarice, the source of all mistakes. Chimis visnasis. So now we understand the whole meaning of Pesach, the Rebbe explains. Ubezeh achag Hashem Yisbarach heyir his galus hazois shua manhig. That's when this Yont of Pesach was the beginning. It was the chasana. It's when we found out that it's when the relationship began. It was the giving of the ring. It was mamish the beginning. And Hashem revealed His light in such a strong way that He's the manhig, that He runs the world. We wait to see Him. He's the one that took us out. Therefore, it was davka bechipaz, and everything was with a rush, with a hurry. Hayne b'mihi was gadol. Why was there such a rush? Why was there so much hurrying? Mitzad v'tzayne ha'poshet shehiyah shehem ruim lehigol, because all of a sudden, from being the lowest slaves who had no hope, all of a sudden this Hashem Yisbarach revealed this shechina to us in such a way where His light was shining us in the most powerful way, and we felt we were so unworthy. And You gave us this gift of freedom. You gave us this gift of being Your people. And we felt His presence so clearly, and everything was with such a rush. It's the whole Shir Shirim is about that. It's the whole Sefer Shir Shirim is on this Indian. That's why everything in Shir Shirim is also a rush. Meet Shir Shirim, so everything is a rush. Everything is movement, constant movement. And if for one second there was a delay, then Daidi Chamakavar, I missed the boat. Kamti Anilif Tarech LaDaidi, I got up to open the door for my beloved, but because she didn't get up right away, Chamakavar Sefafal, he's gone. So what's the big rush? What's going on? I mean, you know what? You'll see. But the whole Shira Shirim, the whole Shira Shirim, no, then comes the Yishuv Adas. Sphir Somer, of course, means Yishuv Adas. The only thing Sphir Somer is Yishuv Adas, is counting. Counting is Yishuv Adas. Right, so we'll talk about that. But the whole Indian of Shira Shirim is Yishakim, Yishakim, the Derech HaMiayin. Then each one is running, looking in the Shvakim of Bechayvis, and then going out to ask the Bnei Yerushalayim, did you see it, did you see her? It's all running and moving and going, the whole thing. All Shir Shir. Mashiach came Kehelis is like Kol HaDevarim Yegein. Everything is schlepped. The whole Kehelis is what? The whole Zman Ve'ez, the whole Tachlish. Ace Leho, Ace Listeners. This time. Take it easy. It's Merdik. A Pesach? It's all Shir Shirim, Nick. It's the beginning. Chazal Taka said that Shir Shirim was when Shlomo Melech was young. And Mishlei was then in between Kahalas when he was old.
Is it Machlokas?
Yeah. Hamitzvah by Lechol. So that's why the Rebbe explains the mitzvah on Pesach is what? The mitzvah is lechol matzah, to eat matzah, Pesach. Lahiris alham, on what? Lahiris alham shechiyus, shenimtze b'lev Yisrael, shenimshochim tomit acharet senyizbor b'lishu v'das klal. Matzah means right out of the oven. Matzah means we remember the beginning. Matzah means it's fresh, it's just starting, it's Pesach, it's the beginning of the relationship. And therefore, it's bli yishuv adas. Everybody's running and rushing in the bakery. Go quickly, let's get going. Everything's bechipazon. The only thing is the matzah is without yishuv adas. And if somebody's standing in the bakery and says, take it easy, let's think this over. How should we make the holes in this? You know, they'll throw them out. They'll get out of here. Are you crazy? Chametz is with Yishuv Adas. Matzah is without Yishuv Adas. Ahava, Shirashim is not with Yishuv Adas. It's not with Yishuv Adas. And if it is with Yishuv Adas, it means my Rosh Yeshiva told me to bring you the flowers. It's already done. It's without Yishuv Adas. Like it says, right? Lech tech achra b'midbar, we ran after Hashem into the desert. What? There's no cheshbonos. When you're in love? When you're in love, so tell them when you're in love. Why don't you wait a few years? Did you have to think this over a little bit? Maybe you can't afford to get married. Oh, what are you talking about? You can't afford. But everybody had all this terutzim. The terutzim are never good terutzim. They never add up. The kids give all the terutzim to the parents. It never works out. And paper doesn't work out. I remember I was making when I wanted to get married, so I said, you know, to my father, you know, the question that parents ask, how do you plan to finance this program? So I said, oh, it's no problem. In those days, you can get an apartment in Hugon Hills. You can get it for $200 a month. An apartment, that was already a lot. My father got it down to $180 for us. We started off $180 a month, the apartment, and you know, it was no problem. I'm going through my father, what about this and groceries? Oh, fine, I had like this and that. My father said, what about health insurance and car insurance? So I said, what? Yeah, you know, but mommy and I pay for the insurance, you know, health, car, all that. There's insurance, you know, about that. Yeah, well, what's that cost? And he said, what's that cost? He said, there's no yeshiva das. And, you know, I was all right in math. I wasn't bad. I could figure out the cheshbonos. I knew that there was such a thing as insurance. But the whole thing is, when there's shir shim, there's no yeshiva das. There's no yeshiva das. But it has this take if. But there's reasons, chamimas. And we'll work out these little details later, how we're going to live. Right? We'll work out the problem later. K'moy chayim, the matan tayra, amru nasa, kredim l'nishma. So you see, there was an element of this by Matan Torah, even though it's true, Sphere Sarim is with Yishuv Adas, then we said, shh, then it was like, shh, take it easy, let's work this out. But then once it came to Matan Torah, that's why all the Minhagim of Achasna for Matan Torah, right? Then again, what was over there? Nasa Kerm L'Nishma. Also, a reckless couple. Crazy. Nasa Kerm L'Nishma means a crazy. What are you, crazy? Nasa V'Nishma. Only Sher Shimdika people say such things. Nasa V'Nishma. That's what I was talking about. We'll get married, and then we'll work it out. That's exactly what Klai Yisrael said to the Rebbe Shlom. Nasav Nishma means we'll get married. Let's go. We'll work out the problem later on. We'll work out the problem. And he said, what's involved? Tarish Baal Peh. What do you have there? A couple of trillion laws. A couple of trillion things to do, you know, for the next couple of thousand years. Oh, we'll work it out. Nasav Nishma, we'll work it out. That's when there's a Hava, when you're next to the one, when you're next to the one that you love, when you're next to the Makor. So that's what the Rebbe explains. Shemshachem Tom Racher Tzinis Baruch Bli Yishev Adas Klal Rakish Shiroyim Tzinis Baruch Nimshach Take Efach Fast. Come here, Matan Torah. I'm sorry. Amenas the Kedem Nishma Shalei Rotsu Metchilu Ladas Mashi Yishmu. I don't want to know what it. Don't. I don't have to go. I don't want to read all the fine print. I don't have to read all that stuff. Just let's go. Rak Take Ef Kiblu Aleim Terem Shoshamu the Makabel the whole Torah before they heard anything. Vzem Mayre. Matzah, that's the union of matzah. Kedisa mitzvah boliyodcha, like we learned before. Mitzvah boliyodcha, tach mitzvah. Don't let the mitzvah become chametz dig. Don't let it become your inyan. If it's your inyan, not the Baruch Shalom's inyan, then already, once it gets into human hands, it becomes already, you know, then it's already women of the wall, right? Then it becomes mitzvah's change. When already it's becomes like what happened to all the things that from the Zaydis and the Bobbies and it already, when human beings start to play around with the Baruch Shalom's mitzvahs, they start to play around with the Baruch Shalom's mitzvahs, then already it's no good. It's not the Baruch Shalom's mitzvahs. That's the godless of the Chacham, of the Chachmei HaMesorah, that all the Torah Baal Peh is so amazing that it's hot and fresh and it's connected to the Baruch Shalom in such a way, mamish dvori asher yotzu mipi, mamish that come out from Hashem's book's mouth. But once these people start playing with the Torah, and what comes after them, all different movements, this conservative reform, the maskilim, and the new maskilim of these, all the feminists and all the new progressive type. It's not the giver of the mitzvah. They're not interested in what the Baruch Shalom wants. They're not interested in the Ratzon Hashem. These people are interested in what makes me feel good, what makes me happy, not the Ratzon Hashem. So it's very chametz. These are all chametzdik things. It's chametzdik, tefillah b'tzibur, it's chametzdik. All these things are chametzdik. Shebe'eish sheroyim ritzayin Hashem esbarach mefurish himavatlam daitim v'b'chirosim lizki yitzis mitzvayim shurak m'Hashem esbarach levadai. Because what? He says, when you see the giver, when you have that relationship with the giver, the Baruch Shalom, and it's clear to you that he's the one that's giving you this mitzvah, then it's kemat, you don't have a bechira. It's like your bechira. It's so breathtaking that your bechira, it's almost like you don't have free choice. It's like you don't have free choice. Right? Your parents can say, you can have a parent that says, you know what, you want to come over and help me out. You know, help me, put the sukkah together. You know, look, Dad, I have this to do, I have that to do, thank God you're healthy and you're well and you're capable, right? But if a girlfriend would call up a boyfriend and say, and the girlfriend's in California and he's in New York, he says, can you do me a favor, could you bring me a glass of soda? Well, he'll be on the first plane to bring a glass of soda for his little shir package over there. He'll be on the first airplane to bring over a glass of soda. So a girlfriend, yeah. But parents can altamaisa. It's an altamaisa. The love there is already kemayim, not ke'esh. Right? The love between a chasan and a kal is ke'esh. It's a fire. Between a brother, sister, parents, and children, it's kemayim. It's like water. It's like water. And when it's not, then since it doesn't have that fire, so... Then everybody is the bechira. Do I want to do? Don't I want to? But if a girlfriend asks the boyfriend for something, there's no bechira. Girl asks the boyfriend, there's no bechira. You can have a girlfriend's having a problem. Her nail broke. Let's say her nail broke, and she'll call up the boyfriend. This terrible thing. Oh, it's terrible. Could you come? I need some chizuk. It's 3 a.m. 3 a.m. Got to get for davening. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. 3 a.m. She needs chizuk for her nail. He'll be there. Guaranteed. I'm talking about before the chasen. I'm not talking about after. Before the chasen, he'll be there. As long as he feels still that there's some sheer shame inside of him, he'll be there. Everything will be with me. He's without bechira. Because if you're a baal bechira, you would say, you're a grown person, so your nail broke. It'll grow back. I got to get some sleep. I have to get up to go to shul. But there's no bechira with this. There's no bechira. You see what's going on. There's no bechira with this anymore. Wherever there's a feeling of closeness to the one who loves you, it means that by definition it's without bechira. It's with zrizis. It's with chamim. It's with that fire. It's not with seichel. It's not with yeshiva das. And that's for the whole union of Pesach. Everything's bechipazim. And the carbon Pesach and the matzahs, everything's chipazim, rushing and running and moving. And that's why by all mitzvahs it's zeichel yitzias Yisrael. Zeichel yitzias Yisrael. Remember the beginning. Remember the beginning. So it's okay. We heard you already. Zeichel said, how many times can I tell? Remember the beginning. It's the anniversary. Zil Gamkin, the Yisab Zarakadish, Siv, it says in the Pasuk, Elohim HaSeichel HaSasalach. Right? It says you shouldn't make gods, it's talking about a desire, you shouldn't make molten gods, like images, graven images. The Somach Le Yischag HaMatzis Tishma. And next to that Pasuk, it says to keep the Yontiv of Pesach. What does that mean? So the Zohar says, Man the Ochel Chomet BePesach, command the Plach Kaichavim Mesolos. That a Jew who got forbid eats the chametz on Pesach, it's like somebody who's worshipping idols. That's why in the Torah, the mitzvah of the Isra of don't create a molten graven image is right next to the mitzvah of Pesach Matzahs. Yeah, but we understand, what is that really saying? He doesn't really explain that. What does it mean? It means, what's Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah means when your belief becomes a graven image. What does it mean? the belief of a Jew in the Baruch Shalom is that the Baruch Shalom is in the Lekim Chaim, as a Lebedeke God. He's alive. And he's because he's alive, he's constantly loving you. He's constantly giving you. It's fluid. It's in a hurry. It's warm. What's the definition of Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah means that human beings make a God. It means it's totally separated from God. That's always the worst of Avodah. It's the anti-God, right? It means it's purely a human God. That's why it's metal. That's why Elohim HaSeichel LeSasal means that the Baruch Shalom, like the Kotzke said, I don't want your mitzvahs to be molded, to be graven images. When you daven, it should be lebedik. I want that when you put on tefillin, should be hatzik. I want that when you learn Torah, should be hatzik. It should be warm. That's why it's also the Kotzke said Elohim HaSeichel LeSasal. Don't make yourself into a graven image. LeSasal Loch. Don't make yourself into what? What does it mean, a graven image? It means chametz. It's me. It's not him. It's me. What's up with this? What does that mean? That a human being makes a God. It's a scary thing. It's something which is supposed to be God and has nothing of God's involvement. It's purely human. It's the opposite of belief. And that's why the Torah puts right next to Chag HaMatzis, don't make a Avodah Zarah, don't make these images. Bake matzis. Chag HaMatzis this one. What's baking matzis? Because matzis means labedik. Matzah means it's a living belief. Matzah means a living God. A graven image is the way that, is when a person feels no attachment to God. It's just totally separate. It's man-made. It's man-made. It's a man-made mitzvah. It's man-made. That's what he explains. Shabbat, Shabbat, Hashem is Baruch, Meir, Mefurush. Also, Adam Leilich, Bedaito, Shiyid, Meloi. When it's clear to you, when Hashem's presence is clear to you, then you realize it's not your decision. It's not up to you. It's not that we're gonna have a board meeting this week in Shul to decide whether or not the Rebbe's gonna get shishi. We're gonna have a board meeting. We're gonna vote. That's up to human votes. You see what happens when mitzvahs come into human hands. Mitzvahs come into human hands. Then they can make up all kinds of things that the Rambam wants women to dress the way that they dress on the streets in Paris. That's what the Rambam wants us to dress like in New York. From women will dress the same way that the Goyim dress. Why? Because it became my mitzvah, my Indian sneeze is not the Rosh Hashanah Zinu. And if you say that in shul, if you make an announcement, then they'll fire you. You don't have to say that sneeze has anything to do with God. You don't have to. If you're a rabbi and you actually talk about God, you might lose your job. You're not supposed to talk about God. You're just supposed to talk about what do the mitzvahs mean to us? How are we to interpret this mitzvah? What do we feel about this? Well, they'll be learning the Maharal. These are all these lashonos. It used to be only by the conservative reform. Now it's in the by the Orthodox too. You hear these lashonos all the time by the Orthodox, by people Hashem Mishamis. Like we're learning, like we learned the whole year. And over there in the Zohar, when it talks about Avodah Zarah being the antithesis of matzis, of Pesach, so there the Zohar says somebody who's angry, it's like he's worshipping idols. You understand why? Why does somebody get angry? The reason that person gets angry is because anger always means it's me. How dare you forget that it's me? Why does a person get angry? Didn't go the way he wanted. That's chametz, you understand? Chametz says it's me. Matzah knows it's not me. Matzah knows it's him. It's the Baruch Shalom. Chametz doesn't know. Chametz thinks it's him. So if you disappoint chametz, if you don't show up when chametz tells you to show up, chametz gets angry at you. If you don't talk the way chametz wants you to talk, chametz gets angry. Chametz gets angry. Chametz has a temper. Because chametz holds from himself. And if you hold from yourself, then how could you not? That's what we're learning. On Friday morning, we're learning in the Eretz Yisrael. That's where depression comes from. Depression comes from the biggest gaiva. Because the person who's depressed, I'm not talking about chemical in the animal, of course. I'm talking about, right, when there's a psychological thing. A depressed person feels that he's not getting a fair shake. He's not getting a fair deal. It's not working out the way that he wanted. And therefore, the whole world stinks. There's so many people that are happy and there's so many people that have simcha and brach and so on and so on. So it's not going so well for you. The depression the lower the self-esteem, the bigger the Baal Gaiva. The bigger the Gaiva. The bigger, and the more atzvus, the more sadness and depression, the bigger the Gaiva. All the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that. You could try to say, this person is not like that. This person, mamish, doesn't hold from himself. Not true. If you wouldn't hold from yourself, then if it didn't go your way, you could still be happy. But when you hold from yourself, that you're the whole world, if it doesn't go your way, the whole world stinks. And all you walk around is depressed the whole time, because it didn't go your way. It didn't go your way. You struck out. The guy behind you got a double. No good. No good. Depressed. You don't hold from yourself. Low self-esteem. These words, these little signs are waiting to thrown around. So that's what kas. Anger, the person feels that it's me. You don't know. That I'm the king. I'm the king of all kings. You didn't do what I wanted. So there's anger. Zoratam shel matzah. That's why the Zohar makes the connection between all of that and matzahs. Matzah is the opposite of all of that. Matzah means, chipozni yitzos, it means it's not me. It means it's the Baruch Hashem, straight from the hands who's baking it, straight from the fire. Zoratam shel matzah ki b'chipozni yitzos. That's what the Torah means when it says you're eating matzahs because ki b'chipozni yitzos. Now we know that the three regalim connect to the three others, right? Pesach is Avram, Shavuos is Yitzchak, and Sukkot is Yaakov Avinu. So what's the connection between Avram Avinu and Pesach? Should be very obvious now. We can move very quickly. Avram Avinu was always rushing, because Avram Avinu was the first one. He was the first one of our people. He was the beginning of our belief. He was the beginning of Emunah B'Hashem, of believing in God. Therefore, Avram Avinu was straight from the oven, and everything's in a hurry with Avram Avinu. Commercial calls it Be'etzem Hayem Azeh Nimol Avram. Be'etzem Hayem Azeh, the same day that he's told, Be'etzem Hayem Azeh Chabris Mila. There's no Chochmas. No wasting time. Bli Yikuv Klal. Nothing is delayed. V'chenik Shekibel Amayim Meshem Esbarach Li Pardon Me Light. The Baruch Shalom said, you know, I don't think you should hang out with Lot anymore. I think you should go, you should go away from Lot. The same, he went right afterwards. He pardoned Amir Alai. Not like me and you, we have Rebbe's telling us things for the whole lives. I'm trying, Rebbe, I'm going to, Rebbe, I'm almost there, I'm working on. What am I talking? I've been talking about this for 40 years. I'm almost there, I'm working. The Baruch Shalom says something to Avraham Avinu. That's what it means, oh, that's it. Off and on, that's it. Nothing to talk about. Gemaranu. Fast. Chick chak. Right from the oven. Because that was Avraham Avinu, the beginning. Lechtech acharai. Avraham Avinu discovered the Baruch Shalom. He was the one that fell in love with Hashem. It was all sheer shame with Avraham Avinu. V'chein l'garish is yishmol b'noi li'ikiv ador v'afilu sha'achas. Even though he didn't really, he himself thought that he should keep yishmol. But the Baruch Shalom told him, "Kol Shatam Asarit Shema B'Kolos." Okay, Yandu, that's it. The parish is finished. The Baruch Shalom says, "I should get rid of him. He's gone." It's not so simple. So we always think that we think that his feeling, he didn't have any feelings for Yishmael. We think like all the Yishmaelim, that we have no, we don't care about these people. That was his son. That was it. There's nothing to talk about. When the Baruch Shalom told him to bring up his son Yitzchak for the Akedah. Even though it was totally against everything he believed in, totally against his rod, completely against Avraham Avinu's rods, and completely. In Kol Zeis, also take if Ritzayin Yisbrach. Vayashkem Avraham Baboyke. He got up early in the morning. That's it. First thing. Now, can we talk about this a little bit? I need some time to think about it. Next week. Yan Shemiyad Shahayulahi Arm Hashem is Baruch. Avraham Avinu, the second that he felt Hashem's light, it was coming straight from the one himself. Hayin Nimshach Teikif Achav Itzan Yisbaruch. He was mamish immediately drawn after the will of Hashem. That's Shir Hashirim. Commission Emeloi, as it was told him exactly. No changes, straight from the Makor, exactly what he was told to do. No Chachmas, no interpretations, no this is what I think God wants me to do. That's it. This is the way it is. Vasa b'mihiris, quickly. K'meishanem v'yashkem Avraham b'boiker, got up in the morning. V'chainisa, z'vuzusa d'avram avinu k'mashmalam. The whole meaning of Avraham Avinu is we learn z'rizusa, we learn quickness, alacrity, we learn it all from Avraham Avinu. Haimish lehutzach klal liyashav atzma. Avraham Avinu didn't have to sit around thinking about it. He didn't sit around thinking about it. Remember, I once told you, I'm not going to tell the whole ma'aseh, but just that part of the ma'aseh was that there was a certain Talmud Chacham that called up the Lubavitcher Rebbe because he needed an eitzah. I told this ma'aseh, you remember? So he needed an eitzah. So he called the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He wasn't in the country. He called the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and it was old Rav Chodakov, that tzaddik was the Rebbe's shamus, his gabbai. So Rav Chodakov said to this Talmud Chacham that called, he said, hold on the line, let me ask the Rebbe what to do. And he went, and he was for a few minutes, and he came back. He says, the Rebbe said for you to go to this person, to meet this person. And then the Rabbi Chodakov hung up the phone, and this Talmud Chacham was sitting there in South America where he was, and he was thinking about, how am I going to do? What am I going to do? How can I do this? It's embarrassing. I don't know what to do. The Rebbe says, I should go. The phone rings. After 2 minutes, after the phone rings, it's Rabbi Chodakov, the Rebbe's secretary. He says, the Rebbe wants me to tell you that when he tells you to do something, don't sit around and think about it. Go and do it. Stop thinking about it. Just do it. That's with a tzaddik. Allah has come of a common. It's Hashem has brought himself. There's no yeshiv. It's not the liyashiv atzman, but let me think this over. Olam yad, his spoil, it's Sibi Hashem has brought him. Here's my... From the Talmud of Al Shem Tov, the Vedishva was Yidu, and this, the Vedishva's movements, everything he did was such totally, totally uncontrolled zvizus and movement. Him and the Rebbe Zushi, the two that were the most shir shim that from all the Talmud of Al Shem Tov, the Vedishva was an Eish Lahav. It was an Eish Lahav. And they say in him that till his last minute, to the last minute of his life, that every single minute, every single davening, it was like he was just first, like he first met Hashem. Every single tefillah, the Vedicha was like we just met. I mean, he was my. Yeah. So Yanshu Yekarv Moed Hashem Esbroch Lachin Paul by Miyad My Hashem Esbroch. Therefore, Hashem Esbroch's words had immediate reaction. Lachin Yisrael Heim Oimdim Tamid Mulchem Lufnei Hashem Esbroch. And so to all of the children of Avraham, you know, the Jewish people, we have this koyach that once we realized that we're standing in Hashem's presence, just like the lechem upon him, that it's sitting on the table in the Beis Hamikdash and it's lifnei Hashem, and a Jew's life is entirely lifnei Hashem. Every minute of your life, you lifnei Hashem. Ad heichen shemashu b'tzni zbroch enim tzvichim liyashiv atzim klava isim yad nasav v'nishma. Jews don't have to work it out, don't have to figure it out. If this is what Hashem wants to do, we'll do it. And therefore, even a Jew who wasn't religious, like the Tani explains, but at a time when he's asked to be a Moshe Nefesh, when he's given a choice either to go to Avodah Zarah, to be a Jew, and to die, he'll die. Because then there's no Yishuv Das, like the Tani says over the New Test. If he was sitting, here you have a person who wasn't religious. Now you're telling me, the guy tells him, convert, I'm going to kill you. And he says that, I feel a kalim. He says, well, I feel a poishim. Even the lowest, kal shuv a kalim, the Tani says, even the lowest Jew is ready to be Moshe Nefesh without Yishuv Das. He doesn't think it over at all. Just kill me. We have millions of stories like this. Kill me. I can't not be a Jew. Kill me. Raisim Yad. Umash lanosn bezahar ilam bezeh yesh lahem bechir v'yishuv adas v'naitle b'mesinus. But when it comes to cake and cookies and things of this world, then Jews are able to have yishuv adas and to take their time. With things of this world, they could take their time. They're not rushing when it comes to inyan of this world. However, for the one who is not standing close to Hashem, for that Jew, God forbid, is not in Hashem's presence. Then already when Hashem tells you to do something, you can think about it, let's talk it over, it doesn't have such an effect on you. You see, when you're very, very close to someone, he doesn't have to even tell you what to do, you just want to do it. Then you're a little bit further away from someone, then he has to tell you, listen, I want you to do this. When you're even further and further away, he has to give you a smack. You're not going to do it. You have to get a smack. As a shichna ha-koisik, as a koisik of tachas gar b'mevin ma-ha-koisik seal meyer v'azu shumeh, says, the Shlomo Melech says that a fool you have to hit 100 times. An intelligent person, you don't have to even tell him once. He knows. But a fool, you have to give him 100 patches until he does it. Schlep, 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 schlep. Everything schlepped out because he's far away. He's far away. Since he's far away, he does not only does not anticipate, but he doesn't, even when you tell him, he still doesn't hear it until you give him a patch. And there are people, like Rabbi Nachum said, they don't even hear patches until you start kicking them in the stomach. But even a patch doesn't work. The Rebbe says, there are people don't hear. until they, God forbid, lose their entire, until they're cut off from this world, until they die. So by the goyim, so then they're going to know. If they're all, they're going to die, then they're going to know that I'm God. But in this world, they just don't know. They don't hear it. All these things are going on, Marcus, all this stuff. They don't hear it. Even the market doesn't. Even the market doesn't work. Even the patch doesn't get them to hear. Commissioners of the patch is very. Sheum as the nations of the world are goyim. Hey mehepach lahepach shenim roitzim makabalei moros Hashem is baruch v'lachenik shemigim ataiva. Eni michaylum l'mnoi atzim mimena rak noitlam ha'yisavim hiris. When the goyim is like this, when it comes to something of this world, one of the things that Hashem is baruch sends into this world, whatever it is, whatever taiva, whatever money or other taivas, whatever it is, that they want to grab right away, but mehiris to have. When it comes to the physical things, they want it right away. The biggest, the best. But when it comes to what Hashem wants, then everything is what? Then we have time, let's work this over, let's think this over. Goyim don't shuckle when they pray. Shuckling is a Jewish thing. Because shuckling is an Indian of chipazim. The movement, it's moving, moving. Shifri kamayim libech, noichav nei Hashem, like the waves that go rising and falling at Jew. But Goyim is... Yeah, but when it comes to chapataiva from this world, by football games, they're shuckling the game too. Then they shuckle by the football game. Then they shuckle. Or by avodah zarah, they could also shuckle, but not by the Ratzon Hashem. There's plenty of time. Because they don't want it at all. They don't want to have anything to do with God. That the darkness affected the Egyptians, but didn't affect the Jews. That's the pshat, because they're living in that place, in that darkness. They didn't want to hear from Hashem. So Hashem's book says that there's light, but they don't hear from Hashem, so it's dark. So what happened to the Egyptians? Finally in Egypt, Hashem opened up and showed the whole world as a god. That gave the Jews life, and it killed the Egyptians. They do, because they didn't want it. They don't want it. V'ni ha-golus hu k'mayiz zhviya sh'adam nichnas behester. This entire golus that we're in is like a seed that's being planted. And when the seed is first planted in the ground, the seed is wondering, what am I doing over here? I used to be part of a gorgeous tree. What am I doing in this cold, miserable ground that I have? I don't know what's going to be with me. The biggest hester part of the world is the experience by a seed. Hashem, I was once great and now I'm nothing. Every seed feels totally, totally worthless and totally abandoned. How could I have been demoted to such a place? And that's what a Jew feels when he's far from Hashem. And that's what a Jew feels when he's going through a hard time. Klum adam zereh kur elo hachnitzim in a kamakurin. K'mechen ha-golus ab. The truth is, why do you plant this in the ground? So you can because by through planting it, you can have much, 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 much more than you originally had. Be more trees, more crops, more produce. So even though the seed, when he's first put into the ground, he thinks, what's going on over here? It's mamash hestapan. But the whole tachlis of the farmer, of course, is to grow beautiful crops, new crops, more. And that's what golus is. That's hazorim bedimah. That's the planting with tears of golus. K'mayichen ha-golus hu what? She'yik ni'yisrael klei kibul l'kabal ha-toyva. The seed in the ground is being taught to wait patiently, to believe that from this is going to come out the most unbelievable produce, the most unbelievable crop, something beautiful, something completely new. And so too, the Jewish people are planted like seeds and gullahs. And to prepare that they should become kelim, to be able to receive Hashem's light, to feel the closest to Hashem. Come on, Mitzrayim. She yodu sham b'shivim nefesh b'nisra b'at shishim ribay. When we came to Egypt, we felt, what are we doing here? This is terrible. The children of Yaakov felt, what are we doing in this crazy place like the seed? But from what came out from that small family in Egypt, of the children of Yaakov, came out Shishim Riba, the whole Jewish nation. Came out a whole crop. And we felt in the desert, here we are again, like there's nothing happening, it's a lifeless, empty place. But what came out from us is we came to Eretz Yisrael from the Midbar. So the Rebbe explains, Yan Shimizesha, the Nichnas Behesta, whenever a person feels like a seed, when he's put into a place where he doesn't see Hashem's light, and he doesn't feel Hashem's love, he doesn't feel Hashem's hand, he doesn't feel that closeness. And calls us Oimek Liboy Dovik by Hashem Yisbarach, but in the depths of his heart, he still says, Hashem hasn't left me. He's still holding me. I'm still connected to him. That's how Hashem Yisbarach trains us in Golus to become vessels to receive his life, to receive his love. Dafke by being planted in a place where we don't see it at all. Then we become vessels. It says in the Zohar that Hashem said, if I wouldn't have taken them to Egypt, they could never ever have been my servants. Hashem said they couldn't, if they wouldn't have been planted in the ground, in the emptiness and the coldness and the distance, and despite that, believing in their hearts that Hashem has never left them alone, never let them go, if not for that, they never would have become the Jewish people. And that's what this whole Yontif of Pesach is about. Shekulim had been mehiris, everything is with a rush. Lefisha gula haisa gam kem mehiris kodim is manah. The gula was before its time. It was before its time, the designated time. Now this is a problem, that's why we need Sefer Simon. We didn't really have yet the kelim to receive this. We only want now, God, now it's Yerushim, we're in love, everything is beautiful. But what's it going to be like when you're not in love? That's the test of whether you really, really love Hashem. That's the test of whether, when this wife is wearing a ring that she has 40 years, and every single time she looks at it, she remembers the moment she got it. That's what it means to love. Right? That's what love is. So, how do you know whether you really, really are lechem upon him, whether you're hot and fresh? You know how? When the Baruch Hu throws you into a place where you don't see him. When you think it's just you. When there's no longer him. And in that place where it seems like it's no longer him, you say, I remember you. That's how you make a kli. That's how you kli kibbutz. When you go through the hest upon the difficulty. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. It's a little Shirashim. Don't worry. Right now, let's not talk about Kalim. We're in love. We'll work out the finances later. That's your assignment. Right? It's a negative Avram Avinu. So the beginning is Avram Avinu. Let's go. So too, we left Mitzrayim, no Cheshbonis. The Egyptians are wiped off Mamish the map in one shot. So therefore we eat matzah Pesach, and the Baruch Hu is saying, listen, you want to get excited about something, get excited about me. Don't get excited about this or about physical things. So you have to close off all the chametz. No chametz. And it used to be that we had to eat differently during Pesach, because he couldn't get such a good Pesach thicker cakes like you can get nowadays. All the Pesach thicker things, I'm not talking about 100 years ago, I'm talking about when I was a kid. When I was first, what did you have altogether? What could you get? Macaroons, yeah. And it wasn't the fancy ones either. You know, so what did we have? What was it altogether? And it was much more geschmack then. It was much more geschmack, without the hotels and without the fancy Pesach thicker cakes that you could mistake for being chametz. It was much more geschmack Pesach. I think very often, every Pesach, I think back to how it used to be. And it's not just nostalgia. Forget maybe it's the whole sugi of going away for Pesach. You know, it's my sugi of that. I'm not even going to talk before that whole thing what it meant. The hachanis for Pesach and Pesach, you know. Now you can buy the 10 pieces of in a little plastic bag. It's all prepared for you. You don't have to make the 10 pieces of chametz. What? So Baruch Hashem says when it comes to Pesach, you know what? Don't be so meshuga over this world. Don't be so chametzik. Come back to the beginning, which is matzah. Come back to lechem ayini, the beginning. That's why it's such a shame that Pesach became already ungepatched and became like a thing. It's no longer the way. It's no longer lechem ayini. You can have lechem ayini. People spend $20,000 or something to take their family to go to a hotel. Again, I'm not saying when families can't be together otherwise. Obviously, you have grandparents. I always say, I don't mean to say chas v'shalom. If there's no other way for the family to be together, then to be together, it's the most chashuv thing for the family to be together. But some people that say, I'm tired, I don't need to. Bother with this, just close up the house, let's go. So sit there, if they're spending $10,000-$15,000, whatever, to hold up a piece of shmumatz and say, halach ma'anye, say, yeah, let's see. Halach ma'anye, it's gelechta. All things are gelechta. Could that person ever taste the sweetness that a simple poor Jew tastes in the matzah. Imagine. Because it's already ungepatsch. Like we learned last year in the Maharal, that matzah means pshitas, you know? Pshitas. The rich person is already ungepatsch. He already has all these different layers. He doesn't taste the sweetness of being free. He wants to be free. He's not free. A rich person is not free. Not that we wish, God forbid, on Jews poverty, but a rich person is not free. Like we learned in the Maharal last year. A rich person is very complicated. Why is he complicated? I have this, I have this, I have this, I have that. I own this stock, I own that stock, I own that stock, I own this. It's all chametz, 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 matzah. Lechem oini, only a person who has nothing knows what that means. Only a person who has nothing, mamish, nothing knows what that means. I read in a sefer yesterday. It was written by a fellow from Rosh Hashiv, from Hezdi Yeshiva. I don't have the lotion here with me. I wanted them. But when Sharinsky was convicted, what he said to the Russian, to the judge, what he said to Sharinsky, he like mamish mocked the judge. He said, "Oh, you think that I'm the one that's a prisoner and you're free? That's what you think?" Sharinsky said, "Oh, you're the one?" He said, "I'm free. I'm the biggest," he said, I'm the freest person in the world. Because I was free to make a choice for what I believe in and who I am. But you never tasted that in your life, what it means to be free." He told the judge. Sharinsky. It's the Gvur, right? Every one of us have been crawling on the floor saying, "Oh, please, Your Majesty." He said, "I'm just Sharinsky." It's the Gvur, man. I'm Murray the Gvur. So look, what are we going to do? This Indian... not being able to taste the sweetness of a Pesach, the mesikas of what it means to be ben chayrim, when you're so much shubit to a million things, you're so much shubit. People sitting in the lobby waiting, when's the next meal? They're shubit. They're not even the bottom of when they eat. They're waiting for them to open up the door. Piskul shari tzedek. And when you're in your house, you're balabas, you have your family, you eat your desk. And then people say, I said, "How was it? Don't ask. I ate so much. I stuffed myself like a pig. I gained 20 pounds." So I said, "Why? Who told you have to eat that much?" "What do you mean? I paid for that. I'm not eating." This would mean to be ben chayrin in my house. If I don't want to eat, I don't eat. If I want to eat, I eat. But the bnei chayrin, they go, and I had no choice. I had to eat. And not only everything that says on the menu, I have to eat. And everything tastes chametz. Nothing is Pesach. You don't have to have. You don't have to have anything. They showed me, I went this week, I was shopping for Pesach, they have now cupcakes without gebrauch. Cupcakes. Cupcakes. You get a cupcake, you can make believe that you're having a cupcake. This is what we are. Shallow, stupid, empty people. I'm not saying we shouldn't enjoy, but I also like a cupcake. But the fact that there's, it would be one thing if you had it, but the fact that there's a need for it, that's what gets me nervous. There's a need for it. If it would be Pesach, to be able to have the sweetness of Pesach and the smell of Pesach. I was talking to a bocher, a sweet, very, very sweet bocher that drove me home from Chasna. The list does not drove me home from Chasna. And he said to me, he never once in his life was home for Pesach. Once in his life, he never saw anybody in his life cleaning for Pesach. In his life, he was only in a hotel. Never once did he ever smell a Pesach like a kitchen. What does it mean? Never once did he see where we grew up, what it meant to Pesach, preparing the maror and watching my father cry. And what does it mean to get to choose the matzahs, to be a person of Baal Bechira, to be a Ben Chayrin? What? Matzah, the people, the mishubadim hayinu, and it's not lepalva mitzvah mishubadim l'sharet mishubadim l'hilt mishubadim l'raita mishubadim l'mishubadim mishubadim, the biggest avdus. When you say nitzmach hagulah shebeishi yisol
oiskim ba avoides upulus yesh lumas gamkin achizah shem oiskim gamkin gavonim li yishavaylam when they were tagged Yisav al kshah avoides yisrael hu bli shum pulu kamayshu b'mitzrayim az lo haya oid shum achiz le mitzrayim there's a mer matzah al shem Hashem she nigla lem kadosh baruch hu gol that's why it says Hashem she nigla lem kadosh baruch hu shebeish Hashem is baruch meyer his galus azayis az nidchu umus lagamer when the Baruch Hashem revealed his light to Klai Yisrael then the goyim were destroyed but the same light that gave us life destroyed the goyim the Egyptians drowned and we went because they don't want that light. They don't want the Rebbe Shlomo. I'd rather die than have him. That's by the guard. I'd rather die. They don't want that. They don't want that. That's why I told you. That's why I once explained a couple of years ago. I once told you that Freud, he was a clear yid, even though he was a big kaifer, but he was a smart person, Freud, and therefore mixed into all of his tumor, narishkeit, these smart things. So he once said, I once mentioned this to you. He said that you know why the Christians hate the Jews more than anybody, because we gave them their God, because Jesus is Jewish, and that they were so happy being pagans, having a good time, not having to feel guilty, just living it up, you know. And now they have this whole heavy thing, resurrection and sin, our mother of eternal hemorrhoids and all this stuff. But it was so geschmack. I was just having a good time, and I had to come along. And these Jews gave me this yashka. They hate. That's why when they curse, they say Jesus' name, because they hate Jesus. They hate him more than any you could hate him, because we have nothing to do with him. He was a min. He went off. We're finished with him. We don't have any problems with him. We're finished with him. You mark shemay v'zichra. But they have an enemy with him. They hate him. Because they were so happy doing what they wanted. And now they still do what they want, but they always have to go confess. It was so nice when they didn't have to confess. Now you have to confess. And the Middle Ages, they have to pay for that. And now they pay in different ways. It's terrible. They hate. They don't want that. So the same light of the Bereshit presence that gave us love and warmth and chamimus and ahava, that same light destroyed the Egyptians. Nishtab. Finished. We don't want that. We'd rather die than have that. Hagam shahayu azhabi makatrigim shayoyim yesh li yisrael mitzvah shem uvdolim behem yumus aval oz lo hayu hevdo klar rak amidu shahayu lo mishoshim ba'emek libem rachmona ba'ishom gem lachasadim. Look, when we were still in Egypt, we didn't have the mitzvahs yet. So what made us different? What's made us different is that internally, inside of ourselves, inside, we're the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Even in Egypt, even without mitzvahs, we had that fire, we had that love, deep inside. And that's why we had the qualities of being compassionate and Baishanim and Gemma Chasadim. From Kalzah, Mashim Zabach, Dayas Havlanish Asovel Adata, Liyas Lahem Kalim, the Kabbalah Sahar, Shashpilham, the Rabbi Shalom said, okay, they already worked hard enough being planted in this lousy place, Egypt, that I planted them in. They already have worked hard and long over these years to at least continue to believe in me despite the hest upon them. So therefore, they've already made themselves into kelim that are strong enough to receive the light of Yetzias Mitzrayim. K'meshe kosev yetziachas am ta'avdunis elokim l'harazah v'zehu shum avtiach Hashem es baruch l'Yisrael ani Hashem v'itach yishanat. The Rebbe Shalom promises Klai Yisrael, I am Hashem. In its time, I will hurry the redemption. Ha'in sh'yi ha'shnei ma'alas yachad. How could that be? In its time, the Navi says Yecheskel, Be'ita Achishan. In its time, it will be with a rush. How could that be? He said they'll have both of the mindless. Shahatay v'tiyah be'ita, hane be'yishuv v'mesin is doike gula rishayna. So we're not going to have to rush him. But in other words, when Mashiach comes, it says lo b'chipaz and say la'yichun. It says in Pasuk. When Mashiach comes, it's going to be mechay. It'll have time. We'll work it. It'll be with Yishuv Adas. Meaning that when Mashiach comes, even though it's not going to have to be, it's going to be with Yishuv Adas, right? But still, it's going to be Mehera Yoritz Devaro. It's going to be fresh and beautiful and new. Even though it's going to be forever, it's going to be like the first minute, the first time he met Hashem. That's what's going to be when Mashiach comes. It'll be without the craziness, but with the craziness, but not driving us crazy. but with all, with the mesinus, with the patience, with the yishav adas, which we can't understand, because it doesn't make sense to us. How could there be one without the other? Mashiach comes, that's what's going to be. Mehera yoz devo, we daven Mashiach. Mehera yoz devo. It should come quickly, it should come quickly. This is the whole inyan of Pesach. Hashem's Baruch should help us that we should take a taste of that chipazon. We should be able to this yontif to be drawn a little bit closer to the makar of who we are at the beginning. That's what the night of Pesach. The night of Pesach is mamish nachle emuna. Rivers and rivers of emuna can be poured into the children, into ourselves. The four sons, you know, not just the other children. It means each and every one of us has each and every one of us has the four, but the Abba-Banim. Each and every one of us, there's a little Chacham, there's a little Rosh, there's a little Tam, there's a little any of this. Each and every one. And Hashem Yisbarach loves his people. Therefore, he talks to all of his children. That's why I explain. That's why it says Baruch Shem Osam Torah Amis for Baruch Hu Keneged Abba-Banim. Why does he have to say Baruch Hashem that gave us the Torah? Keneged Abba-Banim, four sons. Why does he have to say that? Because when do you know that it's really Torah? It's only real Torah from Hashem if it speaks to all Jews. But if it's a Torah that doesn't care about if someone comes and tells you that it's only for our Hever, it's not for all Jews, that means it's not Torah Hashem. Torah Hashem speaks to four sons, all children. Torah Hashem speaks to every one of us. That's the beginning of our belief, that Hashem is speaking to each and every one of us. That's the Torah Hashem. And that you could feel on Pesach night, more than any other time of the year, more than any other night of the year. Hashem Yisbarach should help us. We should see wonders that are greater than the wonders we've seen. Amen.